Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Groucho, we have George Jarvis. So come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
George Jarvis, eh? Where is your native state, George?
Well, I come from Pawhuska, Oklahoma.
Oh. Pawhuska?
Yes,
Pawhuska. Well, tell us about Pawhuska. I haven't been there in some years. What is it like there?
Well, actually, I don't know anything about it. We moved from there to Puerto Rico when I was only about a year old.
Oh. Well, tell us, what is it like in Puerto Rico? Is it anything like Pawhuska?
Well, I don't know anything about Puerto Rico. We moved from there when I was about five.
Where did you go then? Did you go to Lima?
No, I've never been to Lima.
Oh. George, you haven't got much of a memory, have you?
Well, I guess not.
Are you one of those absent-minded professors forgets everything?
No, I'm in the guided missile program. I work for North American Aviation.
With your memory, you working on guided missiles?
Well, the missiles have the memory built into
them.
I see.
Well, folks, fill up the martini jugs and head for the hills. Well, you must get pretty keyed up working around all that complicated machinery all the time, huh? What do you do for relaxation?
Oh, I do several things. I play the trombone a little and play the viola a little, and I bulldoze.
What do you bulldoze? Your wife, you mean?
Oh, no. I have a bulldozer.
Well, what is a bulldozer? Is that a tranquilizer for bulls?
A bulldozer is a great big tractor that has a blade on it in front. You can let it down, you can push dirt with it, and it's powerful, makes a lot of noise, and gives me a feeling of power of having accomplished something.
Well, do you ever go to Palm Springs in it, or, make trips in it?
Oh, but I've sure considered it on the Hollywood Freeway. It'd really be the nuts for that. Put it halfway down.
What kind of things do you shove around with this toy?
Well, I've got a mountaintop in Topanga, which I'm flattening.
Are you angry at this mountaintop?
Yes, sometimes.
You flatten mountains because this gives you a feeling of power, is that
right?
It?
That's
George,
right.
You're in trouble.
I guess so.
You may think you have a hobby, but it's more serious than that. You have a neurotic compulsion. And I think you should see my psychiatrist. He'll be back next week. He's up in Arizona. He's filling up the Grand Canyon with dirt.
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to the best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and welcome to the best of Groucho. We'll meet Groucho's guests right after this.
Well, Groucho, we have Viva Smith and David Ewan waiting to talk to you. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Viva Smith and David Ewan. Ewan?
Ewan, that's right.
Ewan. Viva, I've heard of Viva La France and Viva Via, but where'd Viva Smith come from?
Well, Groucho, I was born in a little town called Weir City, Kansas.
Weird City?
And it's not even on the map. Oh. Weir.
Weird City, huh?
Weir, W-E-I-R.
Oh.
I'm a coal miner's daughter, in fact.
Oh, you are? You don't look like a coal miner's daughter. At least you're not very lumpy. You're
kind of chubby.
You're more the bituminous type. Right? And you're David Ewan?
Ewan, that's right.
And where are you from, Dave?
Well, I was born in Austria, just outside of Vienna, and I came here when I was four. Went to the schools in New York City.
What sort of work do you do, Dave?
I'm a musicologist.
Oh, well, that sounds real classy. What is the music? Is that a piano tuner?
Well, I've written about 35 books on music, which have been translated in about 10 languages, and they cover just about every facet of musical activity.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Oh. How did you meet your wife?
I don't really remember how I met her, probably introduced by my friends.
Do you still regard them as your friends, these people?
Yes, I do, because I probably introduced them to their wives.
Oh, well, that's one way of getting even. Now, tell us again how you met your wife, and this time, lie about it.
Well, I was going to tell you that how she fell in love with me, if you want to know. That I do remember.
Well, that I don't believe, but go on.
You see, we were just friends.
This is one incredible story after another here.
No, this really happened. We were just friends. And one day I happened to tell her that I played poker with the Four Marx Brothers. And she was as crazy about the Four Marx Brothers as I was. So that was the day the love walked in.
Well, you couldn't have played poker with the Marx Brothers. None of us ever had any money.
But I did.
Oh, I see. Well, you sound pretty bitter. You better tell us the whole story now.
Well, I came down to interview you for one of the magazines. And
No. When
I came in, you were in costume already, and you were the five of you, because there were five brothers then, were playing poker. What I didn't know was that the Four Marx Brothers, playing poker with the Four Marx Brothers is not an orthodox procedure. I was asking you questions, and while you made me punch drunk with your crazy answers, Chico would look into my cards, he signaled to Harpo, and then when Harpo had better cards than I had, he would raise me. And when he had worse cards, he'd tear up his cards, and Chico gave him another five cards. When the game was over, I didn't have an interview and I didn't have any money because I lost $7.
Well, that's the Marx Brothers, all right. What'd you do? Did you call the cops?
No, I didn't. Chico gave me back the $7.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes.
Oh, then it couldn't have been the Marx Brothers.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is the Best of Groucho. Hi, this is George Fenneman, and it's time again for the Best of Groucho. Stand by for lots of laughs right after this important message.
George, what have you got now to...
Well, Groucho, we have a couple
to baffle me.
I think this will, too. We have a couple of brothers on deck now. They're Ted and Tom Lagarde. So, boys, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Ted and Tom Lagarde, quadruplets, huh?
Twins.
I thought so, because you're both wearing the same kind of neckties. Where are you boys from?
Well, we're from Mackay, North Queensland, Australia.
Is that the real Mackay? Are you married, Tom?
No, we're not married.
You're not married?
No, we're both single.
Why?
Twin girls. If we meet twin girls, we'll get married.
You would? Well, wouldn't it be confusing for twins to marry twins? You'd never know whether you were kissing your wife or squeezing your sister-in-law. Well, what would you expect from your prospective brides?
Well, we'd expect them to be able to cook, wash, clean, knit, darn, socks.
Likes to stay home and,
not to be the boss.
I see. In other words, what you fellas are looking for are unpaid domestics, is that it? Well, kids, you can forget it. You'll never get married. American girls like to cook, wash, and clean, but not the way you want. What they want to do is cook their husband's goose, wash their hands of the kids, and clean out the joint bank account. I want to thank every bachelor in the audience. Even a couple of married men are applauding. What did you do over there in Australia?
Well, we worked on our...
Ted? You're Ted.
Yeah, I'm Ted, yes.
Yeah. We worked. Then you must be Tom,
that's
huh?
That's right. Graduate, ask me the question.
Yeah.
No, I'll answer the question.
Yeah, you keep your trap shut. I've changed my mind. I want to ask you the question. What did you do over there? I've skipped again. I want to go back to you.
Well, we were born on a farm and we cut cane until we were 13.
You cut cane until you were 13?
Mm-hmm.
Where was Abel while this was going on?
Sugar cane. Just sugar cane.
Oh, sugar cane. Well, I cut school until I was 40, eh?
Well, we left home when we were 15. We went to work on a cattle station.
What's
that? Happened.
Like a ranch.
It's like a ranch.
Like a ranch.
And
ranch.
We used to... They used to wake us up with the kookaburras around about 4 o'clock in the morning.
What's a kookaburra? Is that an alarm clock?
No, it's a bird.
Calls out.
It's a bird.
The bird calls out?
A bird calls out.
Mm. Is this trained to do this?
Tom calls like, he sings out like a kookaburra.
Let's hear. How's the kookaburra
goes,
go? That wouldn't get me out of bed. That would get me under the bed.
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to the Best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the Best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Groucho, I have Leroy Howe and Esther Friesen on deck. So, folks, come in, please.
On deck? This is rather nautical, isn't it? Huh?
Well,
You haven't got them on deck. Now, that's silly.
No, it's a figure of speech.
You mean they're... Yes. You mean they're hiding out here, is that it?
Well, that's one way of putting it, yes. Yeah, well... Would you people come out and show them you're not hiding anymore? Now? There we are.
Now, your name is Leroy Howe. Is that right?
No, that's Huff, Groucho. H-O-U-G-H.
How can it be Huff?
Well...
D-O-U-G-H is bow, isn't it? Therefore, H-O-U-G-H must be pronounced Howe, right?
No, Groucho, T-O-U-G-H spells tough.
Now, how about S-O-U-G-H? That's sow.
Sow spelled S-O-W.
What's that?
Sow spelled S-O-W.
Sow is spelled S-O-W? I'm not talking about a female pig. I'm talking about the rustle of the wind. That kind of a sow is S-O-U-G-H.
That's pronounced Sue.
No, Sue is S-U-E, like Sue St. Marie. Which actually is spelled S-I-O-U-X. You say you pronounce H-O-U-G-H, Huff. How do you pronounce D-O-U-G-H?
That's Doe. Uh-huh.
Then I'll just call you Mr. Ho. Is that right?
All right.
Now, Esther, tell me where you're from and say it in Chinese.
I don't know Chinese, but I can tell it to you in Spanish.
All right, tell me in Spanish. What part of China were you born in?
San Diego.
San Diego is in China?
No, that's in California. I was born in San Diego. I'm American by birth, but Mexican by heritage.
Oh. What is your last name, Esther?
Friesen.
Friesen is your last name? Well, that's about as Spanish as apple strudel.
Well,
I thought you were of Mexican descent.
Well, I am, and my full name is Esther Constancia Josefina Murúa Suárez M. de Villagrana Friesen.
You know, I was in Mexico City last year, and I... had a little toothache, and I had one of the dentists there pull one of my teeth. This tooth was of Mexican extraction. You like that? He's got nice teeth, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Could you go for him?
No, he's not my type.
That's not a very nice thing.
I'm sorry.
You wouldn't want him to throw his arms around you, huh?
No.
Would you, don't you ever feel an impulse to throw your arms around him?
No, not around him.
Around me?
Uh-huh.
The New Year's being good to me.
But we'd have to be in a room all by ourselves.
Well, I would hope so.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and welcome to The Best of Groucho. We'll meet Groucho's guest right after this.
Groucho, we have a couple of single girls who are anxious to talk to you. They're Dolores Olson and Sandy Silent. So, girls, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Let's see. Who are you? Your name is?
Sandy.
You're both named Sandy?
No, mine's Dolores.
Your name is Dolores, huh? Which one is the oldest? Which one is Dolores? That's you?
I'm 20.
And how about you?
I'm 22.
Oh. Well, why are you here together? Are you sisters?
No.
Brothers? No. Why are you here together?
Mr. Fiddeman found out that we're roommates. And
I beg your pardon?
On your show.
What was that?
Mr. Fiddeman.
Mr. Fiddeman? What show is he connected with? Huh? You mean Fenneman?
That's right.
Oh. Does he tell you his name was Fiddeman?
I can't pronounce it.
Hey, Fiddeman, come out here. You changed your name, I see, huh? Oh, have you been doing this for a long time?
What?
Using two names? Why do you call yourself Fiddeman when you met these guys?
I think she
you
called
know
me.
They'd find out your name was Fenneman, didn't they? Why did you do this, George?
I didn't do anything, honest.
They told me that you said that your name was Fiddeman. Now, you must have been doing it for some reason. When I use a different name, there's a reason for it. And I'm sure there is when you do it. Aren't you a married man?
Up till now, I was, yes.
How did you find out they were roommates?
Well,
George, I'm not criticizing you. I just want to know what technique you use, that's all.
No, actually, a friend of mine told me about the girls.
A friend of yours knew these girls, and he introduced you to them?
Yeah, well, he told me. He didn't even... I wasn't even there.
You know that old line, the light that lies in a man's eyes and lies and lies and lies. Well, there it is, folks. The private life of George Fiddeman. Now, Sandy, where did you meet Dolores?
A couple years ago, we worked at NBC in Portland.
You worked at NBC in Portland? Mm-hmm. What station does NBC have in Portland?
It wasn't a station, it was a National Biscuit Company.
Well, NBC just lost another affiliate.
This is George Fiddeman, and you're listening to The Best of Groucho. Hi, this is George Fenneman, and it's time again for The Best of Groucho. Stand by for lots of laughs right after this important message.
Groucho, Miss Ziva Rodan and Mr. Murray Rose
they're
are standing...
On deck?
No, they're just standing by to talk
oh.
to you.
Standing so, by what?
They're standing by the outside here. Oh. Would you please come in, folks, and meet Groucho Marx now?
Ziva, I'll start with you. And what I'd like to do is wind up with you. Now, what kind of a name is Ziva?
Ziva is an Israeli name. It means sunshine.
It does, huh?
Yes.
Well, would you mind coming a little closer? I'd like to get sunburned before the evening. Are you from Israel?
Yes, I am.
You
I
are.
Was born in Haifa.
Yeah. You speak very good English. Did you learn it in Israel?
Well, basically, yes, but I went to school in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis.
And then I went back to Israel and joined the army.
Join the army? What did you do in the army? General housework? Or?
No, I. The first 2 months I went through a basic training just like a regular soldier, and then I was placed under in the entertainment division.
You entertained the whole army?
Well, not quite the whole army at once.
Apparently, the Gaza Strip isn't what I thought it was. I'll get around to you in a moment, Ziva. You're Murray Rose, huh?
Right.
Now, where are you from?
From Australia, Groucho.
What did you do in Australia? Is that the way you pronounce it, Australia?
Australia.
Yeah.
Well, I've been swimming since I was 3.
You must have more barnacles on you than the Queen Mary. How old are you?
19.
19? I thought you were around 30. You're not old enough for this girl.
Oh, yes, she is.
This kid talks for herself, huh? Have you been on any big swimming meets?
I was in the recent Olympic Games.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, you had some stiff competition, as I recall, in the Olympics. How did you make out?
I did quite reasonably. I won 3 gold medals.
This is... Isn't that something of a record, 3 gold medals?
I believe so, yes. The last person to do it was Johnny Weissmuller in 1924.
Oh, and he wound up a tree. Now, Murray, do you have any particular secrets for winning gold medals? Any training rules that we'd be interested in that would help these people out front, for example?
Well, I don't eat meat or fish or poultry, and instead I eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. I restrict myself to no drinking, no smoking, no late nights, no dates.
Well, when you're out there swimming, have you ever thought of just drowning yourself?
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Groucho, would you like to meet Jim Lurie?
Frankly, no.
Well, that does put us at a standstill, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Would you come in anyway and meet Groucho Marx? I'm sure he didn't.
I'll blow the whistle on you. Now, you're Jim O'Leary, huh? That's a fine
Jim
old
Leary.
Irish...
Jim Lurie.
It's his O'Leary here.
Well, there's no O on it. There's nothing in it.
There's nothing in it?
No.
You're quite a hefty gent, Jim. Could you give us your dimensions? I'll retain them as soon as I'm through with them.
350 pounds, 6 foot.
Is that all you are, 6 foot? I thought you were
about
7.
Well, give or take a quarter of an inch.
Well, don't be so careless with a quarter of an inch. Because in your case, a quarter of an inch could amount to about 80 pounds. Where do you spring from, Jim?
San Francisco.
What kind of work have you done around Frisco?
Wait a minute. Just a second, will you please? Groucho, you said, what kind of work do I do around Frisco? Please don't call it Frisco.
Okay, I'll call it Oakland.
I don't care what you call any other city or anything like that, but give San Francisco its proper name. That's what we prefer to have it that way.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you want to rephrase your question?
Yes. I certainly do. I'm sorry, and I apologize.
Okay.
Now then, what kind of work have you done around Fresno?
Well, I've done a lot of work, even show business. I had a fake mind-reading act.
Oh, you're a fake, too, huh? Here's a fellow objects to me calling it Frisco, and he's admitting right away that he's a fake. Oh, and you say a fake mind-reading act? Are there any other kind of mind-reading acts except fake ones?
Well, see, I'd be out in the audience, and my partner would be on the stage blindfold, and I'd ask him, what's this lady's name down here? I'd cue him in like this. I'd say, the lady with the heel coming off her shoe.
That was her husband, huh?
No. And he'd answer, loose heel. Hey?
Loose heel. Well, suppose her name was Frederick.
Well, we wouldn't have one for that. We just give the ones we had cues for. Say, what's this lady's name? It's neither an upper nor a lower. And he'd say, Bertha. And I'd say, who's sitting in the empty seat? He'd say, nobody. Good stuff, see? And,
I don't...
Then I'd say, what's...
Wait a minute. What is it? Empty Bertha? Is that it?
Upper or lower. Bertha. Get it?
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
And then I'd say, what's this fella's name? And he'd say, George. And I'd say, no, but you're warm. And he'd say, Luke. See?
You mean his name was Luke George?
No. He was wrong in it. I correct him.
Well, nobody's named Luke George. I don't understand it.
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to the best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and welcome to the best of Groucho. We'll meet Groucho's guest right after this.
We invited some people to the show tonight, Groucho, who give intelligence tests. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mrs. Jean Judson. Her partner is a married man from the audience, Mr. William Scher. And here they are. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Now, let's see. We have an intelligence tester here? If I was smart, I'd leave by the back door and quietly. Mrs. Jean Judson, you're the intelligence tester, eh? Where are you from, Jean?
I'm from all over, Groucho.
You're from all over Groucho. I wish you were. Where are you from specifically, Jean?
I was born in Chicago, Groucho.
You were born in Chicago?
Yes. Then I went to Kansas, then to Idaho, then to Minnesota.
What were you doing? Were you selling vacuum cleaners? Why were you tripsing and traipsing around the country?
Well, my father's job changed, and then my mother's job changed, and then I finally got out of college and found my own.
Found your own mother and father?
No.
That's kind of sad, a woman searching all over America for her parents. Where were they at the time? Were they with you when you were born?
I think so.
Well, that's handy, I think. Now, what's your hometown, William Shearer?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky, huh? What sort of work do you do
Well, when I was on the road, I sold ladies' lingerie.
Well, that's pleasant. Intimate. You're married, too, eh?
Yes, I am.
You're saying you don't look it. You look like you're enjoying yourself. William, are you sure you're married?
Well, 5 years.
Well, could you prove it? Could you let me see your marriage license?
I don't have those with me.
Slippery, aren't you? Huh? I'll bet you $10 right now I can prove you're not married. You want to bet?
I haven't got $10.
Well, I lose. If you don't have $10, you're married, all right. Here's your dough.
Thank you.
If I keep on chattering, I'll not only prove I'm a dope, but also that I'm broke. Let's talk about this intelligence testing. Who do you work for, Gene?
I work for the Educational Testing Service.
So let me see you try it on Bill over here. Huh? Ask him some questions. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, Bill, if it takes 3 men, 6 days to finish a job, how many men can finish that same job in 12 days?
I'd say 4.
Why don't you? Gene, what would you say? Would you say he's right?
No, the right answer to that is a man and a half.
That may be the right answer, but where are you going to hire a half a man? Of course, you could hire one, but I won't be out of work until summer.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho. Hi, this is George Fenneman, and it's time again for The Best of Groucho. Stand by for lots of laughs right after this important message.
We invited some beauty contest winners to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Vera Miles. Her partner is a bachelor, Mr. Victor Desney. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
A beauty contest winner, now you're talking. This calls for a little closer inspection. Well, your name is Vera Miles?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I'm a man of very few words, Vera. How about joining me at a big party after the show? Would you like that?
It sounds like a lot of fun.
How do you know it'll be a lot of fun? You don't even know who's going to be there. You want to know, Vera?
Yes, who's going to be there?
Just you and I. Does that still sound like fun? Answer yes or no, Vera.
No.
You don't have to answer quite so quick. Couldn't you at least cogitate about this thing a little bit? Why wouldn't you like to go out with me after the show?
Well, I'm married.
Well, for a man of few words, I certainly can talk myself out on a limb. What are some of the beauty titles you've held?
I was first Miss Texas Grapefruit.
Were you a... What, sir? Miss Texas Grapefruit?
Yes.
Was your father a squirt or...
Recently, I had the honor to represent Kansas in the Miss America pageant.
Uh-huh. How long does it take to select a Miss America?
It takes a week so that the judges can completely get acquainted with the girls.
Those fools that go out for the Supreme Court, huh? Well, Victor, old boy, I'm sorry I'm neglecting you. It's not that I'm forgetting you exactly. It's just that I'm not thinking of you, that's all. Victor, suppose Vera wasn't married and you saw her walking along the street in Albania. How would you approach her and make a date with her?
It is not allowed for a man in Albania to talk to a girl on the street. If it's absolutely necessary, for instance, like to ask for a direction, he has to go across the street and then holler at her.
He has to cross the street and holler at her if he wants a direction?
That's right.
Suppose that isn't the question he wants to ask. How is she going to be able to reach him and slap his face? Unless she's got the arm of a gorilla. In that case, he wouldn't want her. Well, Vic, you've learned something of American women tonight. Do you think you'd prefer to marry an Albanian or an American woman? Now, think carefully now.
Well, Mr. Marx, this is very difficult to answer. The American women have charm, personality, and they are good companions. But the Albanian women are more humble and devoted to her husband.
Well, what I would do if I was you is to marry an American girl, and if you want devotion, get yourself a St. Bernard dog.
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to The Best of Groucho.